Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memra by Ram Goldar and Dinner Mesechus Menachos Daf Ein Ches, the eighth parak Hatoda Haisabah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah teaches that the miluim, the karbanas brought when Aaron and his sons were inaugurated as kohanim, were accompanied with the same three matzah types as a toda, chalos, rikiki, and ravucha. The first two are clearly expressed in the pasuk, and ravucha, loaves scalded in water, is derived from a hekesh comparing chinucho himashcho, every kohen's initiation to avoda, to the kohen gadol's state of anointment, meaning the kohen gadol's daily minchas chavitin. Just as a chavite kohen gadol require ravucha, the minchas chinuch of a kohen hedyud also requires ravucha, and the original miluim require the same. Rav Chisda says that when a new kohen is introduced to the avoda, he must bring two isronos of an eifa, meaning two ravucho menachos, achas limashcho v'achas chinucho, one for his state of anointment, his daily chavitin, and one for his initiation to kohen gadol status. Marbar Ravashi says he must bring three menachos, and the Gemara explains that he refers to where he never previously performed the avoda as a kohen hedyot. Therefore, he must bring one mincha for initiation to a kohen hedyot's avoda, and another for his initiation as a kohen gadol. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Ashecher es hatoda lifneim, v'lachma chutz chachoma. If one shechs the toda inside the azara and its bread is outside the wall, lo kadesh alechem, the bread is not sanctified through the shechita. Rabbi Yochanan explains that this means outside the wall of Beis Pagi, meaning outside Yushalayim, but Reish Lakish says it means outside the wall of the Azara. Reish Lakish requires all Pesamuch, the Torah's requirement written as with, to be fulfilled nearby. Thus, since the Torah required bringing breads al Zevach HaToda, with the Toda sacrifice, they must be near the Toda during a Shechita, meaning in the Azara. Rabbi Yochanan does not require all to be Pesamuch, so the breads are sanctified even if they're outside the Azara. The Gemara objects that they already disagreed about this question regarding the prohibition to shech the carbon Pesach al chametz over chametz, meaning while he still owns chametz. Reish Lakish says one is only liable if he has chametz with him in the Azara, but Rabbi Yochanan says he's liable even if his chametz is elsewhere. The Gemara explains why both disputes were necessary and quotes a brisa supporting Rabbi Yochanan. And point number three, Amoraim discuss toda sheshchata al shmonim chalos. If a toda was shechted over 80 loaves instead of 40, Chizki says kadshu arbaim mitoch shmonim. 40 of the 80 loaves become kadosh, but Rabbi Yochanan says they do not. Rabbi Zer explains that if he explicitly said liktushu arbaim mitoch shmonim, let 40 of the 80 become kadosh, all agree that 40 become kadosh, and if he explicitly said the 40 should not become kadosh unless all 80 become kadosh, all agree they do not become kadosh. Their argument is bestama, where he was not specific. Chizkiah says we assume l'achra is kamachavin. He intends the extra loaves as a guarantee in case the sanctified loaves become lost. And Rabbi Yochanan holds we assume a karbon gadol kamachavin. He intends for a large offering with 80 loaves, which is impossible. This machlokas is explained in other ways. Abai says they all agree he intends for a karbon gadol, which is invalid. However, Chizkiah holds klisharis are able to be makadish shlomadas without the owner's intent, so 40 are automatically kadosh. Rabbi says they argue if a knife can be makadosh shlomadas. There are two versions of this explanation. So once again, the three points are, number one, the next Mishnah teaches that the miluim, the karbanas brought, when Aaron and his sons were inaugurated as kohanim, were accompanied with the same three matzah types as the toda, chalos rikiki, and ravucha. The first two are clearly expressed in the pasuk, and ravucha, loaves scalded in water, is derived from a hekesh comparing chinucho himashcho, every kohen's initiation to avoda, to the kohen gadol's state of anointment, meaning the kohen gadol's daily minchas chavitin. Just as a chavite kohen gadol require ravucha, the minchas chinuch of a kohen hedyud also requires ravucha, and the original miluim require the same. Rav Chisda says that when a new kohen is introduced to the avoda, he must bring two isronos of an eifa, meaning two ravucho menachos, achas limashcho v'achas chinucho, one for his state of anointment, his daily chavitin, and one for his initiation to kohen gadol status. Marbar Ravashi says he must bring three menachos, and the Gemara explains that he refers to where he never previously performed the avoda as a kohen hedyot. Therefore, he must bring one mincha for initiation to a kohen hedyot's avoda, and another for his initiation as a kohen gadol. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Ashecher es hatoda lifneim, v'lachma chutz chachoma. If one shechs the toda inside the azara and its bread is outside the wall, lo kadesh alechem, the bread is not sanctified through the shechita. Rabbi Yochanan explains that this means outside the wall of Beis Pagi, meaning outside Yushalayim, but Reish Lakish says it means outside the wall of the Azara. Reish Lakish requires all Pesamuch, the Torah's requirement written as with, to be fulfilled nearby. Thus, since the Torah required bringing breads al Zevach HaToda with the Toda sacrifice, they must be near the Toda during a Shechita, meaning in the Azara. Rabbi Yochanan does not require all to be besamach, so the Brits are sanctified even if they're outside the Azara. The Gemara objects that they already disagreed about this question regarding the prohibition to shech the carbon Pesach al chametz over chametz, meaning while he still owns chametz. Rish Lakish says one is only liable if he has chametz with him in the Azara, but Rabbi Yochanan says he's liable even if his chametz is elsewhere. The Gemara explains why both disputes were necessary and quotes a brisa supporting Rabbi Yochanan. And point number three, Amoraim discuss Todah Sheshchata al Shmonim Chalos. If a Todah was shechted over 80 loaves instead of 40, Chizki says Kadshu Arbaim mitoch Shmonim. 40 of the 80 loaves become Kadosh, but Rabbi Yochanan says they do not. Rabbi Zer explains that if he explicitly said Liktushu Arbaim mitoch Shmonim, let 40 of the 80 become Kadosh, all agree that 40 become Kadosh, and if he explicitly said the 40 should not become Kadosh unless all 80 become Kadosh, all agree they do not become Kadosh. Their argument is Bestama, where he was not specific. Chizkiya says, we assume Lachrai is Kamachavin. He intends the extra loaves as a guarantee in case the sanctified loaves become lost. And Rabbi Yochanan holds, we assume, Lacharbon Gadol Kamachavin. He intends for a large offering with 80 loaves, which is impossible. This Malchokas is explained in other ways. Abai says they all agree he intends for a carbon gadol, which is invalid. However, Chizkiya holds, Klisharis are able to be Makadish Shlom Adas without the owner's intent, so 40 are automatically Kadosh. Rapapa says they argue if a knife can be Makadish Shlom Adas. There are two versions of this explanation. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Ayin Ches, and this Siman was suggested to us by Jeremy Shaiwitz from Woodmere, New York. He suggested that Ayin Ches is a young child saying, ugh. And sometimes we leave out the young child, so here goes. The newly appointed Kohen Gadol had to bring two Yisronos the first day on the job and said, ugh, when told they had to be scalded. Had a very challenging first day when they told him that the Todah was shechted when the Chalos were outside of the Azara, and that the owner was Mekadesh, 80 loaves. Once again, slow motion. The newly appointed Kohen Gadol had to bring two Yisronos the first day on the job and said, ugh, ugh, that must mean we're on Daf Ayin Ches. The newly appointed Kohen Gadol had to bring two Yisronos the first day on the job and said, ugh, when told, they had to be scalded, which reminds us, Rav Chisda says that when a new Kohen Gadol is introduced to the Avodah, he must bring two Yisronos of an Eif, meaning two Revucha Menachos, one for his state of anointment, his daily Chavitin, and one for his initiation to Kohen Gadol status. So the newly appointed Kohen Gadol had to bring two Yisronos the first day on the job and said, ugh, when told they had to be scalded. Had a very challenging first day when they told him that the Todah was shechted when the Chalos were outside of the Azara, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hashochet es haTodah lifneim, v'lachma chutz l'choma. If one shechs the Todah inside the Azara, and its bread is outside the wall, well, Kaddish Alechem, the bread is not sanctified through the Shechita. Rabbi Yochanan explains that this means outside the wall of Beis Pagi, meaning outside Yerushalayim. But Reish Lakish says it means outside the wall of the Azara. They disagree whether the word all in the Pasuk means besamach, near, in proximity. So the newly appointed Kohen Gadol had to bring two Yisronos the first day on the job and said, ugh, when told they have to be scalded. Had a very challenging first day when they told him that the Todah was shechted when the Chalos were outside of the Azara, and that the owner was Mekadesh, 80 loaves, which reminds us, Amraim discuss Todah Sheshchata al Shmonim Chalos. If the Todah was shechted over 80 loaves instead of 40, Chizkiya says 40 of the 80 loaves become Kadosh, but Rabbi Yochanan says they do not. Rabbi Zer explains that if he explicitly said, let 40 of the 80 become Kadosh, all agree that 40 become Kadosh. And if he explicitly said the 40 should not become Kadosh, unless all 80 become Kadosh, all agree they do not become Kadosh. Their argument is Bestamo, where he was not specific. Was his intent for a chrys in case the 40 that were sanctified get lost, or his intent was for a carbon gadol, a large offering with 80 loaves, which would be invalid. So once again, the newly appointed Kohen Gadol had to bring two Yisronos the first day on the job and said, ugh, when told they had to be scalded. Had a very challenging first day when they told him that the Todah was shechted when the Chalos were outside of the Azara, and that the owner was Mekadesh, 80 loaves. All right, so now it's time for four Blatback Chazara. Daf Ayin Dalet, so the Siman Daf Ayin Dalet is an aid, a witness. So here goes. The man suspended from a helicopter with massive binoculars, who witnessed, that must be on Daf Ayin Dalet, aid. The man suspended from a helicopter with massive binoculars, who witnessed one Kohen bringing his own Minchas Chota, which reminds us, we learned that a Kohen may bring his own karbanas, including a Minchas Chota. So the man suspended from a helicopter with massive binoculars, who witnessed one Kohen bringing his own Minchas Chota, while another Kohen who had just burned the kmitza from his own Minchas Chota was scattering the shirayim over the Beis Hadesh, which reminds us, the Gemara brings three opinions about the procedure of a Minchas Chota of Kohanim. Rabbi Shimon agrees with his father that the chometz is burnt, but says, the shirayim are scattered over the place of the ashes. So the man suspended from a helicopter with massive binoculars, who witnessed one kohen bring his own minchas chota, while another kohen who just burned the kemitzah from his minchas chota was scattering the shirayim over the beis hadeshen, spotted a kohen pouring wine that was donated as an offering into the shisin of the mizbeach, which reminds us the Gemara discusses what is done with the offerings of wine or oil. Our Mishnah holds the wine is poured into the shisin like the wine of nesachim accompanying a carbon. Daf Ein Hey, so the Simur Daf Ein Hey is an Amma Aretz. So here goes. The Kohen was getting frustrated when the Kohanim, Amma Aretz, that must be on Daf Ein Hey. The Kohen was getting frustrated when the Kohanim, Amma Aretz, could not get the procedure of the three applications of oil in a mincha straight, which reminds us, the Gemara brings in machlokes regarding the procedure of the three oil applications. Is the oil mixed in after they were already made into loaves, or is it mixed in when the mincha is still soulless? So the Kohen was getting frustrated when the Kohanim, Amei Aretz, could not get the procedure of the three applications of oil in a mincha straight, and couldn't remember to fold the loaf of a mincha of Yisrael into two and the two pieces into four, which reminds us, the next mission describes the pesisa of a Yisrael's mincha. Kofel echod l'shnaim, ishnaim l'arba umavdil. He folds one loaf into two, the two pieces into four, and he separates the four pieces to allow for kemitza. A kohen's mincha is also folded into quarters, ve'eno mavdil, but he doesn't separate the pieces since it doesn't require kemitza. So the kohen was getting frustrated when the kohanim, Amei Aretz, could not get the procedure of the three applications of oil in a mincha straight, and couldn't remember to fold the loaf of a mincha of a Yisrael into two and the two pieces into four. Told them to go eat their lunch and remember to say hamotzi even on less than a kazayas, as long as it looks like bread, which reminds the Gemara brings the machlokas if hamotzi is set on bread smaller than a kazayas. Rav Sheshes rules that one recites hamotzi even on pieces of bread smaller than a kazayas, and Rav adds that this is only where tarisa denahama, the appearance of bread, is still upon them. Daf Ein Vav, so the symbol for Daf Ein Vav is IV, intravenous. So here goes. When the kohen on IV, that must be on Daf Ein Vav, intravenous. When the Kohen on IV, because his hands were so sore from pounding the Menachos 500 times, couldn't feed himself, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kol Menachos Tunos Shalosh Meos Shifa. All Menachos require 300 rubbings between his hands, B'chamesh Meos Be'ita, and 500 poundings with his fist or palm. The Tanakhama says the rubbings and poundings are performed on the wheat, so the husk will come off easily, but Rabbi Yossi says it's performed B'batzek with the dough, so it will look pleasant. So when the Kohen on IV, because his hands were so sore from pounding the Menachos 500 times, couldn't feed himself, told his visitor that he intended to bring four large loaves for his Todah offering when he recovered, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Lachmi Todah Sha'afa an arba chalos yatza. Loaves of Todah which one baked as four large loaves, baking each of the four types as a single loaf instead of 10 of each, one fulfills his obligation. Although the Torah says 40 loaves, this is only a mitzvah, but not critical. So when the Kohen on IV, because his hands were so sore from pounding the Menachos 500 times, couldn't feed himself, told his visitor that he intended to bring four large loaves for his Todah offering when he recovered, his visitor suggested he change to a less intense role and asked to become the sifter of the Omer, which required three saw to sift to get one isaron of flour, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that the Omer is a single isaron of flour sifted from three saw of flour, which is 10 times the final amount. The Shtei Lechem was 2 Yisronim sifted from 3 saw, and the Lechem Apani was 24 Yisronim sifted from the 24 saw. The Gemara explains that the Omer is made from the new crop and from barley, both of which increase the chaff, and 3 saw are required to produce a single Yisaron of fine flour. Daf Ein Zayin, so the Simur Daf Ein Zayin is an A's, a goat. So here goes. The goat, that must be on Daf Ein Zayin. A's. The goat carrying a large sack of flour for a Todah that was marked Chamish Son Yushamios as well as Sheish Son Midbarios, since they are equal in measure, which reminds us the eighth parak begins Hatodah Haisaba Chamish Son Yushamios. The breads of the Todah come from 5 Yushami saw of flour, which are equal to 6 Midbarios saw of the Midbar, meaning when the Torah was given, which was increased when they entered Eretz Yisrael. These equal to Aphos, which is 20 Isaron, which allows for 10 Isaron for the Chametz loaves and 10 Isaron for the Matzah loaves. So the goat carrying a large sack of flour for a Todah that was marked Chamish Sarn Yushamios as well as Sheish Sarn Midbarios, since they are equal measure. Walk through a city that just increased the sizes of their measures and values of their coins by a sixth, which reminds us, Shmuel said three rulings. Ein mosifin al midos yosimishtos. A city cannot increase the sizes of their measures by more than a sixth, nor can they increase the value of coins by more than a sixth, and one should not profit through selling by more than a sixth. So the goat carrying a large sack of flour for a Torah that was marked Chamish Son Yerushalmius as well as Sheish Son Midbarius, since they are equal in measure, walked through a city that just increased the sizes of their measures and values of their coins by a sixth, and was about to cross paths with the Kohen's goat carrying four loaves from the four types of Lachmei Todah that the Kohen received as Truma, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Mikuma hiya noto echon masara Truma. From all the four types of bread, the Kohen would take one of ten as Truma, as the Pasuk says, Vehikri b'menu ech mikol karban Truma l'Hashem. He shall offer from it one of each bread offering as Truma to Hashem. The word echod implies, shall yito prus. They shall not take a broken piece, but a whole loaf. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which of the Shalmin Karbanis of Ovdei Kochavim are like Olos, that's on Daf? Ein Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we make? Is it Chalos Bo'olon or Solos Bo'olon? And the procedure of the three oil applications. That's on Daf. Ein Hey. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you discuss whether an Akum can offer Nesachim? That's on Daf. Ein Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you discuss what is done with the offerings of wine or oil? That's on Daf. Ein Dalet. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you discuss regarding wheat kernels which one planted in the ground, whether the Omer permit them or not? That's on Daf. Samech Tes. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we have in Machlokas if the Omer may be harvested during the day? That's on Daf. Ein Beis. Good. Number 7. Which stuff brings three opinions about the procedure of a Minchas Chota of Kohanim? That's on Daf. Ein Dalet. Good. Number 8. Which stuff to discuss the five grains which are subject to challah and chadash, excluding orez and dochen? That's on Daf. Ein. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we discuss one who separated miser from stalks of grain and then replanted them? That's on Daf. Ein. Great. And number 10. Which stuff do you discuss six practices of the Anshe Yericho, three of which the Chachamim found objectionable? That's on Daf. Ein Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.